Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to say something very plainly to you today. Because you deserve it. You deserve to be spoken to plainly. We are not here to raise comfortable children. We are here to raise Christians. We are not here to produce students who do the minimum. We are here to form human beings of courage, discipline, wisdom, and love. I got all that from 2 Peter. Why? Because the world does not need more people who drift. The world needs men and women who know what is true, who love what is good, who do what is right, and who stand firm in Christ. And that's exactly what we pray that God is doing here at Christ Community Lutheran School and our homeschool program. This is why we say faith for eternity, virtue for life. In John chapter 15, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing." This is the foundation of everything in our life as Christians. You and I are not saved by trying harder. We are not loved more by God because we performed better. We are here, and we are who we are because Christ chose us. He died for us. We were baptized into him. This is our life. This is our eternity. So I want you to hear this front part very clearly. Your worth is not in your grades. Your worth is not in your athletic ability, your good looks, nor is it in your success. Your worth is in Jesus Christ alone. That will never change, ever. But because that is true, your life matters. And what you do with your life matters. Now, we must say something that our culture refuses to say. Because your life matters, bring your best, your absolute best. Micah does not say, "Hey, I want you to do whatever is easiest for you in your relationship with God." No, he says, "Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with your God." In the psalm that we did today, it does not describe a drifting life. It describes a tree. Trees are planted, rooted, and fruitful. When's the last time you saw a tree pull itself up, walk across the street, and replant itself? Peter writes in his second epistle, "Make every effort to supplement your faith with," remember the word, "virtue." Faith for eternity, virtue for life. Not some effort, not when it's convenient. Make every effort. This is very strong language. Why is it strong language? Because God is not forming you for a life of mediocrity. You are far capable more than what the world expects of you. You, because you are a Christian, are going to be tempted by the world to coast, to quit when it gets hard, to do just enough to get by, and to ultimately be ruled by your comfort. But you weren't made for that. God made you to seek wisdom, to tell the truth even when it's difficult, to master your habits, and to persevere when work is difficult. This is what prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance look like. It's four of the seven virtues. Fortitude is doing the hard math problem when you hate it. Fortitude is reading the difficult book when you want to claw your eyes out. I know, I've been there. Fortitude is trying again when you fail. Temperance is putting the phone away. Just put it down. You don't need screen time. It's a good time for you to pull out your catechism or your Bible. Now, there's nothing wrong with occasionally taking time to enjoy yourself, but that invention is designed to keep you there longer and longer. And I know it's happened to me. Just going to scroll for 5 minutes, and the next thing you know, an hour has gone by. Control your tongue. When your mother or father ask you to do something, this is not a time to argue. It's not a time to defend yourself. It's a time to say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, and respond quickly and cheerfully. Why? Because someday you're going to be a mother or a father. Someday you're going to lead people. And you cannot lead if you do not know how to follow well. Order your time. You know your assignments, 30, 45, maybe 60 minutes a day. Prudence is learning to love what is excellent. If you look at something that Mrs. Henson says is excellent, and you say it's not excellent, my suggestion is for you to pause and reassess your opinion, because it's probably wrong. That's why we're here, to help you form what you love. Justice is being honest when cheating would be easier. This isn't punishment. This is formation. This is freedom. My dear sisters and brothers who are parents, this school cannot replace you. You are the primary formers of your children. And I know that sometimes I, as a dad, who's old enough to be a grandfather, have to remind myself every day that my love for my children does not mean that I make their life easy or that I give them everything that they want. Love means calling my children to do what is good, requiring what is right, teaching them to persevere, and walking with them as they go through life, not always getting their way. Because one day, grades will not carry them, character will. And even more, faith will. We pray for you every day as a church, as a school, because your home is where Psalm chapter 1 is lived, Micah chapter 6 is practiced, John 15 is believed. Now, I find that being the chaplain, quote, head of school, when I'm out in the community, I'm frequently asked with such derision, why do you think rigor is so important? Why are you requiring them to memorize? Why do you demand such discipline? What do you think your high standards are going to get you? And my answer is always the same, because I love you guys with a pastor's love. Because your parents love you. Because the church loves you, and because, most of all, God is growing you into a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. Fruit does not grow on weak branches. It grows on living ones. And living things grow through challenge, through effort, through repentance, through forgiveness, through perseverance. And it is only going through those difficult things in life that virtue is formed. Virtue is hard. Okay, I want you also to hear the good news, because this is essential. You will fail. You are going to mess up. You are not going to get what you want. You are not going to be able to grasp something sometime in your life. There will be days that you will be lazy. Parents, you will get tired. Teachers, you will fall short and feel like a failure. Dads, you will daydream about being anywhere else. I guess I'm the only dad here, huh? And when that happens, you need to remember this. You're still the vine. You're still forgiven. Begin again today. Because as much as we talk about virtue, your life is not built on virtue. Did you hear that? Your life is built on Christ. And that's why Christian formation is always full of joy. Jesus says that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Not the joy of ease, not the joy of comfort, not the joy of glory. Your joy is in growth, purpose, strength, and life for him. So the mission of this school is faith for eternity and virtue for life. And it's something I'm not ashamed of. It's something that I know is very, very hard. And we'll make mistakes, all of us. But we are forming young men and young women of faith in Christ who have a bold virtue. Not for applause, because not everybody's going to recognize the good that you do. Not for your resumes, because sometimes you're not going to get the job, because there is some truth to sometimes it's who you know, not what you know. But I want you to know that in your vocations, in your families, in your churches, with your neighbors, your life in the world, I want you to be people who will not drift. People who will stand, people who will love, people who will remain in Christ. I want you to be a tree, not fragile, not rootless, not blown by every cultural wind or idea that makes you look popular, but planted in God's word forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.